farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, government approves more lands for cassava production. And later, our proverb of the day. I'm Anjuy James Soyes. Good morning, and thank you for waking up with us.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, planning today, securing tomorrow through policies and plans geared at growing the economy, reducing poverty, promoting sustainable development, thus making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
Cabinet has approved the lease of 250 acres of land in Wallen St. Catherine to Red Stripe to expand cassava production. This move is in support of the company's plans to produce cassava as a substitute for imported barley in the beer-making process. Prior to the lease, a 36-acre property was rented to Red Stripe in Bernard Lodge, St. Catherine, to plant cassava under a pilot project. Currently, the tuber is produced only on a small scale, yielding between 18,000 and 21,000 metric tons annually. Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Derek Kellyer says the ministry will also be expanding the agroparks in the west to include cassava planting to support the industry.
Over the next 4 years, Red Stripe plans to increase cassava production to some 2,400 acres. And government, in support of this initiative, is expanding the agroparks in the west to support cassava planting, thus creating a new industry in this area.
The cassava cultivated at the agroparks will be a production base for a new cassava processing factory.
And before the end of the financial year, 2014-15, and by this March, we will be opening a brand new cassava processing factory in Elim in St. Elizabeth. The intent of this factory producing cassava flour is to support the baking industry of Jamaica.
The existing and new agroparks will support the supply of and be the production base for this initiative. And now for our proverb of the day.
If you get your hand in a devil's mouth, take it out.
And this means act cautiously in getting out of difficulty.
PICA is pleased to advise that residents of St. Anne's Bay and surrounding areas can now apply and obtain passports at PICA's St. Anne's Bay office, located inside the St. Anne's Bay Post Office at 9 Main Street. Submit your passport application between 8:30 and 4 from Monday to Thursday and 8:30 to 3 on Fridays to receive your travel document in 14 working days. PICA, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, is now located on the ground floor, Dorchester Building, 11 Oxford Road, Kingston 5. Please note that the entrance to our office is on Norwood Avenue. Our telephone number remains the same. Call us at 968-4545. Remember, JSIF is now located at 11 Oxford Road, Kingston 5, entrance on Norwood Avenue. JSIF, investing for community development.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Join us again next time. Until then, you can keep up with us by visiting our website at jis.gov.jm, checking out our Facebook page, or downloading the JIS app from the Google Play Store. With studio engineer Casita Irving, I'm Anjuy James Soyes wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.